נקרא קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך ספר כתבי בעל הסולם, איגרת למד ח'.
Preparation to the morning lesson out of the letters of Baal HaSulam. Letter 38. The most important is the labor, meaning to crave how to labor in his work, since the ordinary work does not count at all. Only the bits that are more than the ordinary, which is called labor. It is like a person who needs to eat a pound of bread a day to be full. All his eating does not merit the title satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary, and they will be the letters and the kelim, vessels, in which to receive the light of His face. This means that everything that we do, unless we add of ourselves greater and greater efforts, it's not counted. Only the efforts that are beyond the ordinary. Why? The rule is simple. There is none else besides Him. Everything comes from the Creator. All of our desires, all of our thoughts in mind and heart, everything that happens to us, from awakening from within or awakening from the outside, it's all a theater. It all comes from Him. And He is the one who brought it about. And only the yearning, the craving, not the desire, not the action itself, not the situation itself. They themselves all come from above. From above, meaning from the spiritual above, but it's all inside of us. In the Shemot, and the light that realizes the Reshimot. Therefore, we have to pay attention to that. And to begin with also, we learned that the desire was created by the light. It was developed by the light. It was developed until the point where it wants to perform a restriction, tzimtzum, through shame. And shame also came from the light, and the restriction comes from the light. It wants to develop in order to receive, in order to bestow, as it feels like in the Rosh of Galgalta. Please, go ahead. Later it reaches the action of the shattering. That too is done by the light. There it's even more clear, because the Kli wants to do it in order to bestow, as if it wants to. It is being brought to wanting it. And so everything develops through the light, and so it is from above downwards. Everything is according to the light and the Kli, that is the desire, and the Reshimot in the desire that remain from the previous state. And so it revolves. Then a person thinks that in that he has some self-participation. All in all, he is observing what is happening within him. As if he lifts his hand, lifts his leg, just like a puppet on the string, totally a marionette. So where does some motion on behalf of the man himself begin? Oh, it's far away before it happens. Because also, as we learn, according to free choice, the only choice is in the environment, that we will build an external factor that will influence all of our Reshimot records, all of these situations, all of these incidents that we go through, that the environment will bring us an addition. And then, according to that addition, we will start to act. This addition, these bits, it's called tosfot in Hebrew, additions that we need to come up with. And only that, as we talked about many times, that's the coefficient, the acceleration, which is above the velocity. What you have...
What we
can activate beyond what we are being activated. And that too is through the group. And later we will see that that too happens through the group is awakening us, and here gradually we reach a state where this is how the group is being activated, that there we reach the relations that are called free lines, and only if we can be between Din and Rachamim, judgment and mercy, between the two lines, the two angels, they bring the man to the eve of Shabbat, as we say. Welcome are the angels of peace. Only in that middle line, there we find the middle third of Tiferet, the klipa, shell of Noga. And there, and that's already in a different dimension, beyond that game that happens from above of the light and the Reshimot. After we reach the group, and after the group influences us to the extent that we influence it, in short, there are many more actions until we reach the place of free choice. And that place is called Guf, the Guf of Adam. Adam meaning resembling the Creator. And from that point, when one starts working, there an opening opens up for him towards self-creation. Out of his adhesion with the Creator, he comes to a state where he sees that the Creator, in His mercy and in His wisdom, has left for him, nonetheless, an opening, which is a miracle, the way he left it for him, even though there is none else besides him. But it's in a special dimension, an opening that allows him to be independent. And then one realizes where he can add out of himself. Beyond everything that he receives from the Creator. And this will be counted for him as his own effort, his own action, which was done independently. There, with that independence from the Creator and from the created being, at that point where they're both independent, they reach adhesion. But to our affair, it doesn't matter according to the rule, everything that is in your hand and power to do. Do it. To our affair, we simply have to know that working according to what we are trying to do has to be weighed, to be measured only according to efforts that are beyond our calculation, efforts that are directed at the center of the group, in faith above reason, which for us it is towards connection against the rejection. There, where we are ready, willing, capable to work, it's not called work. The work is specifically in a place where our entire body resists it and is incapable of giving us even the smallest support. So then we are forced to ask, and from here onwards we begin to enter the opening for those additions that are called the bits. This is how we advance. What, Benzi?
How can I correctly reach the picture?
Oh, wait, I can't hear you. Why don't they test everything before the lesson? Please, go ahead.
How do I reach the correct vision of free choice if on the one hand I'm like a bullet shot out of a gun and I can't control my flight, and on the other hand, if you have no free choice, there's no point to creation?
There is free choice. There is an action that will be ascribed to you, written under your name in that notebook, just like the shopkeeper that has his notebook. But you have to perform this action. You have to search for it, because all the other things, they as if are not counted. You are seeing the world of action. Everything that you have here, everything that happens here, you are perceiving it. And for you, this seems like a world that is full of people, actions. What a mess. What is happening? Some are happy, some are sad, laughing, people die, people are born. What's happening here? If you will put a filter above it, and beyond this filter, you will see actions of people, not of the Creator, you will see an empty place. Because there is no meaning, no significance to this place if everything is managed from above. Now, if you will now build another special kli, it's not a filter anymore, but it's actually a filter over your vessels, whereby you will see the efforts, as he says, the bits, the additions that people have invested beyond the forces that they receive from above, then you will see Kabbalists from all generations who built, put together, or it's better to say maybe They discovered the actions of the Creator. Through their exertion, it's their exertion, it comes on their behalf, they discover His actions according to equivalence of form. They cling to them. And then you will see them. And you will see how many other possibilities are there and empty places where you have to add up to in order to complete on behalf of the created beings and be independent like the Creator in that same system.
It seems impossible. Let's say I'm throwing a ball on the floor and you tell me before it falls on the, it hits the floor, it has a decision. Shall it hit the floor? As I said, it has a free choice.
No, you're just saying that. That's wrong. You're just saying it because you don't understand what it means to be independent. What does it mean, independence, that we receive from the Creator? An opportunity for exertion. And we also talk about it all the time. According to the way that we discuss it, talk about it. I just want to ask something simple. Why do you think that creation is going through a crisis? And as a result of the crisis, new opportunities are born, things that were not there before. When the desire was born out of the light, it is one kind of a desire. Later on, when it goes through the crisis, it becomes a different desire. So, what is that crisis? Later on, from the darkness, from the fall, from the concealments, it reaches situations where it is brought into a special state, an opportunity, where it can add out of himself. That is, certainly the stimulation for it, the initial drive comes from above. Certainly it is grown, developed, just like we grow babies. Certainly that comes from above. But the opportunity is there inside of a person, not in the ordinary actions where the Creator is activating him and he is being operated, because the force that that works in him obligates him, but actually by being broken and starting to search for how to be connected with others, and he doesn't find any opportunity, any possibility to connect with them, because his own desire doesn't allow that, really doesn't allow it. It's not what we are trying to do now, and it seems to us that it is possible. A great despair has to come yet. And we will discover that our actions are not useful for the true connection, for the earthly connection, fine. But the internal one, there we will see that, well, each time we have to upgrade ourselves to a new level of connection. And there we will find that place where there is choice, where there is a free action. And you might say, how can that be without a reason, without a cause? How can it be that the reason, the cause, comes from above? But along with that, the action of adhesion comes from below.
Mitoch,
It's out of the collision of the two forms of nature, to receive and to bestow. Such sparks come from that collision between to receive and to bestow that they become vessels. These yearnings, the beats, the acceleration beyond the velocity, which is on behalf of the created being. Where truly the inclination on behalf of the created being back to love, the Creator, is His. Over that, well, you can't buy that. It truly comes independently, as it says, love the Lord thy God. That comes as an independent desire that is built out of these additions. There are no words for that, but we talked about it in all kinds of different forms before. As we talked about acceleration beyond the velocity or at the power of two, we had all kinds of such examples.
Can you try to define the point of free choice, as just as I've heard right now, as the point of failure, the point of crisis? Maybe there it starts opening it up, just as there is an emotion.
No. Maybe you can resemble it to perhaps that Adam is built out of an animal, a beast. It's a different level, a different degree. When I awaken towards love, this is the Adam in me. Out of what do I awaken? Out of the animal in me. That's already a different creation. It's not just an addition. It's not a little bit more understanding, a little bit more emotion. If in the four phases of direct light we think that Bechina Aleph, well, there's a greater desire, then it's Bechina Bet, more desire, it's Bechina Gimel, etc. No. Here it's not about more. It is equality, or it's according to a new quality. There are factors, but these factors are not, well, just like here, he has appetite, but he has to add out of himself. He's given the bread, but he has to have that very last ounce, that last bit. Then he feels that he's satisfied. That's how it is there. But it's not in a quantitative manner, rather qualitatively. And it comes on behalf of the man, of the person. Well, read it again, please.
So,
the most important is the labor, meaning to crave how to labor in his work, since the ordinary work does not count at all, only the bits that are more than the ordinary, which is called labor or exertion. It is like a person who needs to eat a pound of bread a day to be full. All his eating does not merit the title a satisfying meal, meaning a meal that is full with, but the only last bit from the pound. That bit, with for all of its smallness, as much as it is small, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws only the bits beyond the ordinary. And they will become the letters and the kelim, vessels, with which to receive the light of His face. and understand this. Only these bits are the vessels. All the rest doesn't count. It passes through the filter and disappears. It's not there. Well, let's continue. To our issue, everything that we do in order to strengthen the connection between us, and it's especially by us going out, when we think about how by that do we build a connection between us in order to discover the Creator by bringing Him contentment. When I go out to all the different audiences, home lectures, all kinds of meetings, discussions, dissemination in various sorts, I think about how by that we will unite in such a good bond that it will be suitable, matching at least for the very first degree of the Creator's relation to us. And then, only then, I perform an action. If we do it in such a way, then we come closer to those additions about which he says that they are called the true labor or exertion. Also in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, he touches it in many places because that is the main thing. Many people perform many actions throughout their lives and it's not counted as exertion. Why did the Creator not respond to them? They did so much and they made such efforts. It is because we did not scrutinize what am I doing this for? Where is my addition that can truly come from me? Yes.
Microphone.
Do not sleep.
I think that you already gave the answer, but I want to make sure. Working within a group, if I overcome the resistance, is this called the last bit?
That's the beginning of that bit, let's say. It's the right direction. In this direction, we have to develop, as usual, through four more phases. But this direction is the right one, always towards the center of the group, in order to connect in such a tight bond that it will resemble there is none else besides that connection, just like there is none else besides him, in order through the bestowal towards the friends and the love to the friends, reach from love of the people to love for the Creator. And that love is expressed by me giving him pleasure, and my entire delight is what I bring him. And even if others do it, it doesn't matter. All I want is to know that he is happy. Yeah?
It's just that I remember an example that you gave to someone here that's coming from Be'er Sheva, and you really described how all the way and all that he does during the time he's coming here on the road and until he comes, you call this... What's the difference between the ordinary salary and the last bit?
It is written that one goes but does not receive the salary for his walking. There is this notion of the salary, the reward for his walking. even if a person doesn't perform an action or performs it with the wrong intention, meaning not in order to bestow, he doesn't conclude it following a great effort with the correct intention, nonetheless what he does is accumulated. Each and everything doesn't disappear. The fact that I say that these the efforts are erased, they disappear. They're not erased. Everything is accumulated, but we don't reach a state where it is on a more correct degree, qualitative. There we add that little bit. We don't add that bit. Rather, we add and add and add, but to discernments that happen before that bit. Therefore, it's true, people come from afar. They make efforts to be in all the lessons, in the dissemination, everything that is in your hand to do, do it. But in the end, it all accumulates, but in a very slow manner. It takes years, many years. It is possible to accelerate it, but that already has to do with the group's inner work. It's a different kind of walking through inner connections between all the members of the group, removing the pride and all the different calculations that are very deep inside of a person. But nothing disappears. However, if we are talking about free choice and where it is that we truly operate and not just respond automatically, well, we have to reach that yet. Yes. It's not clear yet. If all the thoughts come from above, all the incidents come from above, it's not clear how suddenly one thing doesn't come from above.
מתוך שני כוחות,
out of the two forces, two things that deny each other, there is a third born out of them, it is written, that decides between them. It's not there before they collide within a person. There's no possibility out of their collision to find such a result that is constructed of this collision between the two, and the sparks come, and these sparks are out of, on the one hand, they oppose each other because they are made of two opposite things. On the other hand, out of their opposition, they can find a neutral place between them, and there, in this neutral place, in a degree higher than them, it becomes the place of the Adam. We are the results. If we speak of the Adam, that should be cleaved to the Creator, this is a result, coming from a dimension that doesn't come from above. It's born out of this friction, the sparks that come out of the clashes, the collisions. That's how it happens. Specifically because the light and the Kli, and the foundation of the light and the foundation of the Kli, they oppose each other.
Meaning, according to the way I managed to understand it, right now we're in some sort of an evolutionary process, and in some way we're being directed into some course of additional development, which let's call it spiritual development. Without our choice, we're doing it because we were put on this trajectory, this direction.
Of course you don't have any free choice right now.
And at some point, this spiritual course of development will be forceful enough against the corporeal direction of development that there will be some sort of a clash and something new will be born, which you called sparks.
Yes? Yes, Eli.
I'm trying to be practical. I have a morning lesson. Thanks God, dissemination throughout the day. I try to repeat again the morning lessons. Where is it possible to add? Also throughout the day, I try to constantly be in this thought, but I'm asking myself, following so much time, where exactly is that part where I can add? Practically, what can I do so that there would be this this acceleration, the bits?
If you will constantly try to follow your thoughts and desires in your heart and mind, and to cleave on to the higher force that operates them,
and
to be as an expert with respect to what he does, then you will start feeling where you can add on your own intention to it.
And
this is the beginning of the scrutiny already. Yes.
Good morning. I want to ask something about free choice. Is free choice something that a person is aware of? If a person is 100% operated and suddenly in a certain situation he feels, oh, here I have free choice? Or is it something that just happens naturally without a person being aware of having it?
Free choice is the ability to add of himself to the direction that brings to adhesion with the Creator. With what? You may reach the smallest free choice that you're entirely operated except for one thought, that all of your actions you nevertheless you do them only out of giving contentment to him, and by that you are as a baby. A baby gives contentment to his parents without any intention. A spiritual baby is one who does all the actions that his nature operates. He's like a small animal. However, he adds on to it the intention. I want. When I am being 100% operated, just to add my intention that it will give contentment to the Creator. Other than this, I'm incapable. I want him to enjoy me. How? It's under the condition that I myself don't enjoy this. Otherwise it won't be. The intention can only be, it can be either to me or to him. It can't be both. It must come with the decision that everything I do is not for my own pleasure. Rather, I want the Creator to enjoy this. Otherwise, I remain in my own egoistic intention, which is in me from the beginning of creation. So here, if we build the intention for the Creator above our own intention, our natural one to enjoy, in such a way, we may more or less, well, in such a way we develop. Everything, in short, depends on the intention. Let's not be confused here. We should actually, this is why the Kabbalists give us a very simple directioning. Connect among the friends to the center of the group where each and everyone loses himself and feels only the group, and only for the group he acts in order to discover in the center the upper force that operates us. If you take the all your emotions through the filter of connection within the friends, it will certainly be a success. That's the only filter we should have. From the love of others, from the love of the beings to the love of the Creator. If we treat everything in such a way, then this tendency, this inclination is correct. As much as we advance in it, we'll advance, but at least in something. And this is how you do it each time. If a person forgets about the center of the group, he doesn't work in order to strengthen it. And this strengthening is upon this, all the external deficiencies that we bring to the center of the group, so we can overcome them and do something additional. If he doesn't do that, then he has no correct directioning at all. Let's move on to the next part.